If nothing else from this seminar, I want you to figure out, what the hell do you want? Not what you think you can get. What do you want? We say to make a paradigm shift, that's what you're doing. You're going to learn exactly how to do it here today.
Hey, this is Craig from the Matrix Success Network, and today we get to spend time with Madison Del Masso, who is the VP of Sales and Marketing for the Matrix Success Network, one of the founders of the Matrix Mindset Academy. She's also a social media influencer and millennial. So we get to hear from her perspective how you can move forward to face the major challenges that are impacting you today, how you can pursue wealth building, the power of self-image, and also the key points of community, goals, a life script, and writing it down in repetition. This is a really powerful episode. Hey everybody, this is Craig from the Matrix Success Network, and I'm here with Madison Rose Del Masso, the incredible VP of Sales and Marketing for the Matrix Success Network and social media influencer. Good morning, Maddie.
Good morning, Mr. Craig Hansen.
Thank you. Delightful to see you and talk with you this morning on our podcast. And Madison, you recently said on Facebook, the cave that you fear to enter holds the treasure you seek. Tell us about that.
That's a good one. Yeah, I mean, I think that, so myself being 22 years old and going through school and college and learning about personal development and trying to expand myself and my career and figure out what I'm passionate about and really take those steps to pursue my dream, so to speak, you come against fear a lot. You know, you come up against that terror barrier, that red wall that kind of makes you want to crawl back into your little box or your little shell, right? Mm-hmm. Back into comfort. And so, you know, that quote fits perfectly because it's so true. Anytime you're feeling that feeling of, you know, fear and discomfort, maybe even a little bit of anxiety when you're about to do something that you know you should do, but that you're scared to do, it's almost always the right decision. Would you agree?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's almost always the right decision. It's just, we haven't been there yet. And so that's why it's the cave we fear to enter, right? Because we haven't been in there yet. We don't know what's in there. We don't know what we're going to find. But what I've found out is that voice inside that's pulling you into that cave is your intuition, right? It's your intuition. It's your, whatever you want to call it, God, intuition, universal intelligence, energy, whatever you want to call it, it's trying to help you fulfill your higher purpose. And I think coming from a place of understanding that that's really what's going on, and that no matter what, you know, it's not going to be that bad, and it's probably going to be good. Just to press forward through that fear and through that terror barrier and find out what's in that cave, because it's probably treasure, right?
Absolutely. And as a social media influencer, you know, where are you spending your time right now as a millennial? Where do you think millennials are? Where are they communicating? Where are they hanging out online?
Yeah, millennials are 110% on Instagram. Instagram is just buzzing right now with millennials and opportunity and influencers and affiliate marketing. Everything. Millennials are living and breathing on Instagram. However, what I found is that Facebook is actually kind of, I don't want to say it's untapped because older generations live on Facebook, but for millennials, it is untapped because a lot of millennials are not taking advantage of Facebook, specifically Facebook Lives, and more specifically in relation to network marketing or building your brand. Facebook Lives are like number one right now for video content in the entire industry of social media. Facebook Lives are like running the video content. So I think it's overlooked a lot and something that I've stepped into. And what's interesting is that although I've had minimal success on Instagram, growing a following of about 20K, my Facebook growth has actually been faster than my Instagram growth. Because again, I think it's just untapped in the millennial, you know, generation.
So untapped by millennials to access a massive market.
Absolutely.
Okay. So you're predominantly on YouTube and Facebook and Instagram. And Instagram is where you are socially as well as for your business. Is that right?
Yeah. So predominantly I'm on Instagram personally for myself. With other businesses, I'm in Matrix Success Network. We are on YouTube. That's like our, you know, YouTube is our big content generator where we hold a lot of our content. But personally, I'm more so focused on Instagram, Facebook, and then YouTube.
Okay. Now, you're one of the founders of the Matrix Success Network and also the Matrix Mindset Academy, which is an incredible, innovative idea. Tell us about the Matrix Mindset Academy and why you think that's really great for millennials to jump into.
Yeah, the Matrix Mindset Academy, I mean, it was born out of the lack of information and accessibility for the information of the wealthy 1%. When I graduated college, and luckily I was blessed to have the dad that I have, otherwise I don't think I would have bumped into this information. But when I graduated, I kind of fell on my face and I didn't really know what I wanted or what I was passionate about, or I didn't even understand myself or the potential that I had locked up inside of me. And so thanks to my dad, and through study and through personal development, specifically, you know, the law of attraction, the law of vibration, the universal laws, I was able to realize my mental toolbox and what that was and what I could do with it. The second thing that we realized is after we had some success, a lot of success with the information, we have a lot of courses that we've been through that we now help other people go through, but they're higher ticket items, right? They're a bit pricey. They're one-on-one coaching. They're 6 months long. I mean, don't get me wrong. They are going to help people get results, but not everyone has a few thousand dollars to just, you know, invest in themselves, right? I know graduating college, my dad made me pay for the course, but, you know, it was, it wasn't comfortable, you know, and most people won't do that. So we realized that because of the price point, we weren't able to reach the people that we really do need to reach, and that there's a lot of people seeking the information of the wealthy 1%, and they just can't get it because of the price points. Even like Grant Cardone, Gary Vee, a lot of the higher influencers, if you will, don't have a lower ticket item like Matrix Mindset Academy, where there is daily live coaching and weekly live webinars that people like you and I can be on and can actually ask questions on and just get an over deliverance of value on there. So Matrix Mindset Academy is really for anyone who is feeling stuck and lost and probably flat on their face like I once was, and just needs a little bit of direction, you know, like multiple revenue streams. What are they? How do you get them? How do you create them? What is your subconscious mind? Like, how does that play into what you're doing and who you are? How do you change your self-image? You know, how do you attract your soulmate? All of these things that I've learned over the past, you know, 2 years are in Matrix Mindset Academy. So yeah, I hope I answered your question.
Hey, so one of the things that I found really, really valuable is that sense of community. You know, Robin Sharma talks about us being our social orbit and being the average of the people that we hang around. And so do you think millennials particularly really value community and having people around them to lift them, carry them forward?
Yeah. So now more than ever, I think not even millennials, but I think that people just in general are seeking community. In millennials specifically, they're seeking, you know, they want to be in an organization where they have a purpose and a path, and they're a part of the decision making, and they have control over their hours and the money that they're making. They don't want income ceilings. You know, they want to be able to really control their life and create life on their terms, so to speak. And so, sorry, what was your question, Craig?
About the sense of community and the value that the millennials.
Got on a roll there. The sense of community with that, like they want to belong to something. They want to feel fulfilled in what they're doing. They want to feel passionate about it. They want to be able to network with like-minded individuals and feel like they're a part of something bigger than themselves. So community is super key, and I think corporate America is going to have kind of slap in the head when it comes to this, because if they haven't already, you know, things are going to start evolving. There's going to be new companies that are coming out that are really, pushing the community aspect over the promotion aspect. I mean, I think they did a study. It's like 60% of millennials would rather be a part of something bigger than themselves and have purpose rather than a pay raise. So now more than ever, millennials are seeking community. You know, they want to have purpose in life. They don't just want to work away 40 years for the boss and then retire and hopefully find a community in their retirement, right? They want a long, purposeful life. So yeah, now more than ever, community is so key.
So I wanted to ask, what do you think are some of the major challenges for millennials today?
Major challenges for millennials, I would say, is what do you want? What do they want? Right? Like when they're graduating college, we're exposed. I think there's an awareness now, or there's starting to become an awareness that there's other ways to make money. There's other ways to create your life. And, you know, there wasn't that awareness before. So I think we're on the tipping point of people really designing life on their terms. But I think the biggest challenge for them is figuring out what they want and having the confidence to pursue it. Because if I hadn't had my dad guiding me as a mentor, I don't know if I would have had the courage to take that leap and that path on my own. Because certainly my friend group and the people that are around me, even though I know and love them, they weren't going down the path less traveled. You know, most of them are getting corporate jobs, they're becoming teachers, nurses, all of which are great things, but not what I truly desired. And so if I didn't have the mentorship and the guidance to really pursue and have the understanding that I can have what I want, I don't think I would have done it. I think I would have gone into corporate America just like everyone else and settled for what I thought was possible for myself. And so I think as they're becoming aware, the challenge is, well, do I pursue it? What do I pursue? Because the market's just over flooded right now with opportunities everywhere. We're so overexposed to stuff on social media, on the internet, ad after ad after ad, opportunity after opportunity. I mean, now more than ever, people are becoming, you know, more entrepreneurial, so to speak. And so there's opportunity everywhere. And it's like, well, if you're going to pursue that path, then where do you start? So I just think there's the challenge is direction and passion and courage to pursue what it is that they want, you know?
Sense of clarity.
Absolutely. Clarity, direction, purpose, and then just having the courage to get up and follow that. You know, I was blessed to have a mentor. That's why mentorship is so key. It's so important to find somebody that you admire, you love their results, you love what's going on in their life, you want that too. Ask them to be your mentor, because they're doing it. They've got the answers. You know, we're taught that we got to go to school to learn from those mentors or teachers. But most of our teachers aren't living the lives that we want to live. And so therefore, how could they tell us how to live the life that we want to live if they're not even living the life that we desire, right? Mm-hmm. So I would say find someone that you admire and want to emulate and ask them to be your mentor. Mm.
So finding that person or people that have that balance between good people that you admire, plus also are heading towards or are where you want to be. Because I know when I grew up, it was one or the other. You either had a passion project and that was your life, and so you accepted that you were not going to build wealth for you, for your family, for your children, or you pursued wealth. You know, you're on one track or the other. There was no combining the two. So do you think that millennials are more aware of that, want that, desire that, can pursue that?
Yeah, I think, like I said, I think the awareness is there now. I think there's still, you know, skeptical. With reason, there's reason to be skeptical, but I think most people were raised to think that you should chase the money and that if you chase your purpose, the money's not going to come. You know, a lot of people think that, oh, like you're a starving artist, right? We hear that all the time. You're a starving artist. Or like the actress that's not an actress yet, but she's pursuing it, right? So there's this perception that pursuing your purpose doesn't pay as well as just getting a career. But the fact of the matter is, and it's so oversaid, you know, it's like everyone always says, find your passion, the money will follow. And so I think it's just thrown around so much that people just kind of downplay it now because they're like, oh, yeah, yeah, you know, fund your passion, then the money's going to come. But what they don't understand is their mind. And that's why going back to Matrix Mindset Academy, it will help people understand that they can pursue their desires and monetize those desires in a very healthy way. You know, there is other options. It's just people aren't aware, and you know, it's a lack of awareness as to how to monetize your passions, but it is doable, you know.
So in what ways do millennials find that idea of wealth building so challenging, do you think?
Wealth building for millennials, I don't think that millennials understand money. I know I didn't. When I graduated college, I didn't know the first thing about money. I knew it was green paper. I knew that I could get a job that was going to give me some money, but I didn't truly understand money at its core. You know, I didn't understand that money is just energy. I didn't understand that the more you give money, the more you're going to receive money. I didn't understand compound interest. I didn't understand, you know, I thought that I had to save it and hoard it, which most people think that that's what you need to do. I didn't understand how to invest it. I didn't understand how to make it. You know, my money paradigm said I could only earn $50,000 a year. I truly believed at my core when I graduated college that I really wasn't going to earn more than 50K a year. This year I've already surpassed that. So it's like, it's just a lack of awareness because we don't understand money. There's no money class. There's no money class in high school and college. I don't even learn how to balance a checkbook, Craig. Isn't that crazy? It's crazy. So I think that people graduate and they're just lost. The challenge when it comes to wealth building is that they just simply do not understand money. They think they have to work an hour to get paid an hour instead of finding passive residual income.
So tell us the 1, 3, or 5 things that you're doing right now, your income streams that you set up, given you've had this great opportunity of having a mentor that's your dad, Brian Delmaso, number one coach in the world, you know, to coach you. So what have you set up for yourself now? Where are you headed?
Absolutely. So my first one is the coaching and consulting with my dad. We're partnered in Matrix Success Network. So that is one of them, probably my main focus right now. Secondly is network marketing. I love the business of network marketing. I've been in it since I was 18 years old, again, thanks to my dad. And then we're getting into investing as well as affiliate marketing. So I have a few other, you know, affiliate type gigs that I have through other companies where I promote their, you know, their products or services and get compensated to do so. And that's actually through social media.
Right. So tell us about goal setting for you and how that would work for millennials now. Give some inspiration, some direction, some guidance for millennials who are listening.
Yeah, so goal setting, again, it goes back to what you want. You know, when I graduated, when anyone listening to this, you can probably relate that when you graduated or if you haven't graduated yet, if you're even thinking of your goal right now, or if you even have one, I certainly didn't have one. I thought my goal was to graduate. You know, I had never been taught how to set goals, just like I had never been taught how to build wealth. And so when I started studying in Matrix Success Network with my dad, I realized that I had never really even thought about what I really wanted because I was only thinking about what I thought I could get and not what I truly, truly desired. And so I kind of got unplugged, if you will, through studying with my dad and him mentoring me. And I started to realize that I have infinite potential and that I could pursue anything that I wanted. And so when it comes to goal setting, you want to sit back in a relaxed environment and really start fantasizing again about what it is that you desire, whether it's becoming an actress, whether it's becoming a millionaire by 25, whether it's getting your dream car, your dream house, a family, whatever it may be for you, start fantasizing again. Because what I've learned is the way everything works is it starts in your mind. You know, a lot of people live from the outside in, and what we need to do is learn how to live from the inside out and start thinking of what we want in our mind and following, you know, a certain process to manifest that in our physical world. So it all comes down to what you want. And that's the goal you set. That's the goal you set. You're not supposed to know how it's going to happen. I didn't know how I was going to get my Range Rover. I didn't know how I was going to earn more than 50K in a year. You know, I never know how I'm going to attain any of the goals that I have set. The next one I have is a millionaire by 25. I have no idea how that's going to happen. No idea. But I know that I want it. And that's how you should set goals.
You said to fantasize. Now, you know, when I went to school, I imagine when you went to school, we're told to stop daydreaming, to focus. And so we lose that actually, that ability to fantasize, to daydream, to dream of these big things. So you think that people should start doing that?
Yeah, and it might sound silly, but, you know, my dad always says, do the illogical. We're programmed. You have to think you've been programmed to this day to be whoever you are right now. And you can reprogram yourself with intention and on purpose. And so when we say to start fantasizing, it's not, you know, a bunch of mojo baloney, you know, just put hope into the universe and hope that it lands on your lap. It's not how it works. It's just, it's using your creative imagination. Just like your physical senses, we have higher mental faculties that we're taught to suppress instead of express. And one of those is imagination. Everything starts in your imagination. If we didn't have imagination, we wouldn't be flying airplanes across the world. Someone had to, the Wright brothers had to imagine that, you know, two bicycle mechanics imagine flight in their mind. And then now we're traveling everywhere. Within hours, we can get anywhere in the world. So it all starts in your imagination. In school, you know, unfortunately, again, lack of awareness, our teachers just don't know better. The school system just doesn't know better. And when they catch us drifting off or saying we want to be an actress or having this mighty goal or whatnot, we're told to basically sit down and be quiet and to stay in line, right? And so over time, we're programmed to not fantasize and to stop dreaming and to just, we start living from the outside in. We start looking at our parents and our colleagues and what our friends are doing. And we start saying, well, because they're doing it, that must be what's possible for me. And so I'm going to do it too, instead of imagining what is possible for ourselves.
How important for you is self-image? Because I know that you talk about that quite a lot, and you know, things that you share as a social media influencer about self-image and the importance of getting that, working that, building that. How do you go about doing that on a day-to-day basis for yourself? And what would you say to someone who's listening who needs to work on that self-image?
Yeah. So your self-image, I used to think that self-image meant your confidence level. In a way, it does. But your self-image, quite literally, is every aspect of your life, whether it's the amount of money you think you can earn, whether it's the kind of boyfriend or girlfriend you think you can attract, whether it is the friend relationships that you have, the way you present yourself, any aspect of your life, your health, your weight, what you look like, any aspect of your life, if you look at your results, it will tell you what your self-image is, whether it's healthy or not so healthy, in your subconscious mind. And so what I do, again, we're going to go back to the illogical, but what I do is I write a script about myself, talking to myself as if I was already the person I want to become. You know, I'm so happy and grateful now that I walk into a room and people, you know, are excited by my presence. I have a warm, genuine vibe to me. You know, people love chatting with me and learning from me. And, you know, every person I come in contact with, I leave better off than I found them. And, you know, to my body, to my relationships, to everything that I want to happen in my life, I talk to myself as if it's already happened. And it sounds silly, but there's a science behind it. That's a whole nother podcast, Craig. But, you know, there's a science behind your self-image. And if you just did what I'm telling you, and you wrote down things that you want to see about yourself, and you repeated them every single day, and you just listened to them over and over and over again, you know, I'm so happy and grateful now that I'm releasing weight. My body releases the toxins that don't serve me anymore. You know, whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish, write it down how it is. I'm overweight. Flip it around. Write the exact opposite. I'm so happy and grateful now that my body releases the weight that doesn't serve me. And repeat that statement every single day over and over and over and over again. And what it's going to do is subconsciously reprogram your programming around weight and that specific bucket of self-image, if you will. So it sounds illogical, but that's how we're programmed. You know, we've been programmed to think that we're not confident, to think that we are overweight. You know, Craig, have you ever seen somebody that's really lean? They're really lean, and you're like, how are you so lean? They're like, I don't know, I just am. And you're like, God, how do you say that? Right? It's their self-image. They could eat a whole box of pizza and it won't even touch their waist. It's their self-image. It's so much more stronger than the food that you're eating. Your body is an instrument of your mind. Your body listens to your mind, not the other way around. So if you convince yourself that you're a lean, mean, carb-burning machine, you will be. You will be.
Hey, Madison, you've mentioned a couple of things. I want to bullet point them for people that are listening in case they've just joined halfway through. So there's the sense of community and how important community is. Giving yourself the opportunity to fantasize and write about your goals and actually dream big, even if you don't know how you're going to get there. You've just mentioned a life script, writing it down as you want it to be and reading that, and the power of repetition with reading that again and again and again and again and writing it down. I think that those things are really, really powerful and people don't give time or even know to do that. So what's one more thing before we finish that you would say is a powerful step forward, an action you can put in place, a strategy to use, particularly as a millennial?
In order to pursue what?
To take that lid off, to really get some clarity, because you mentioned that a few times.
To uncap yourself. Oh boy. Honestly, you know, I would say get a mentor. And I know that's kind of, I'm biased here, Matrix Mindset Academy, but you really need a mentor, guys. If anyone's listening to this, you seriously need a mentor. If I didn't have a mentor, a guiding light in my life, I never would have had the courage to do what I'm doing. Absolutely not. No way. No way. I wouldn't have known better. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have known better. So you need that human connection, that one-on-one connection from somebody else who knows more than you, who is where you want to be and can help you to get there. Otherwise, you're going to be spinning around in circles, never know when you're going to end up anywhere.
Love
mentorship.
It.
Yeah.
Love it. Hey, Madison, where's the best place? I guess it's going to be Instagram, where people can get hold of you, follow you, connect with you.
Yeah, so they can connect with me on Instagram. It's my my handle is MADDDIEEE Rose. Someone stole my name. So I had to add 3 D's and 3 E's, but I'm there. Or you can search Madison Del Mas, I'll come up there too.
Awesome. We really want to encourage people to click the link below this episode to join Madison inside the Matrix Mindset Academy. They can get a free month. Thank you, Madison, for that. Just by clicking the link, test it out, connect with Madison, connect with the team, connect with Brian, the number one coach in the world, and really take that lid off to get clarity, to build a community, to start fantasizing, building towards a goal, building big, great, amazing goals, and getting a great community around ourselves. Madison, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it today.
Thank you, Craig. Thanks for having me on.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
If nothing else from this seminar, I want you to figure out what the hell do you want? Not what you think you can get. What do you want?
We say to make a paradigm shift, that's what you're doing. You're going to learn exactly how to do it here today.